Mind-changing radio.
With a different mindset, I'm going to show up with a different energy, and it just shifted something in me, and I kind of broke through after a few months, and it wasn't long after that my business hit six figures.
From six figures in debt to multi-six-figure income in 2 years? My next guest is the author of You Are an Abundant Babe. She's also the podcaster from Abundance Babe. Please welcome Viola Hug to Self Talk Radio Show, brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, now offering hand sanitizers and lotions in scented and unscented. Get yours at pureenergybody.com. Is abundance passing you by? Viola Hug, she's the author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe, will teach us exactly how she used her intuition and mindset to attract multiple six-figure business. So welcome to the show, Viola. I'm really pleased to have you.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Sarah.
So you spent 18 months out on the road, touring the world. How did you free yourself up like that to be able to see the world like that?
Well, a lot of things, a lot of decisions that I've made didn't make sense on paper. So to kind of paint the picture, when we decided, like the day that we flew out of New Zealand, which is where I was living at the time, with a one-way ticket, with literally only the first ticket booked. We had no idea where we were going next. It was a flight via LA to Germany. That was our first kind of trip. And we had no savings. We had no credit that we could use because we were already in a lot of debt, six figures of debt.
Whoa.
Seriously. I'd like exhausted all of my options to receiving money. And the only income stream that I had was my brand new business, which was 8 months old as a coach.
Well, and it was 8 months old. You were a coach. You were six figures in debt and you decide to fly from LA to Germany.
From New Zealand to Germany via LA. Yeah.
Wow. That makes everything so much better.
I know, with my husband, and I mean, because he was doing like odd jobs and stuff at the time while we were in New Zealand, but us leaving meant that he would no longer have that income. So it was literally like my business income, and my business at the time was new. I had like two or three clients that were signed on for, you know, the next month or so. And that was really the only income we knew we had coming in. And it was a really crazy decision, but up until this point, like I'd been an entrepreneur at this point for probably about 6 years. And I say entrepreneur as in I've been dabbling with different business ideas and different avenues that I could go down, but I always have been an entrepreneur at heart. So I personally endured financial struggle in my life rather than going to get a full-time job because I just couldn't, I'm just not an employee, definitely not. And like I said, we got ourselves into a lot of debt. Like there was a lot of things that happened in my life, but we were at a point where when I started my coaching business, this was at the start of 2018, my husband and I, we were living with my mom because we had no other option really. And we were trying to get like house sitting jobs and things like that in between so that we could have other places to stay for accommodation. We'd done things like sold our car just so we could have a little bit of money to try and pay our bills and to live and to eat. And then I had this like idea through a course that I asked my mom to buy me for my birthday. And I had this idea to start a coaching business. And so I did that. So it was like my husband was doing things like driving Uber and like all these little odd jobs to get a little bit of money while I was super committed to starting this coaching business, which intuitively dropped in as like the best decision ever for me to make. And I followed through with it. And yeah, and so I got to this point where we had a really flexible schedule, but we didn't have anything for certain. Like there was no certainty attached to this decision.
What were you coaching people on?
So I'm a coach for spiritual entrepreneurs, and I do a lot of like, it's very holistic style. So I do business coaching, but it's also like interconnection. It's, you know, life coaching kind of, I guess you could put the umbrella over it. And at the time when I first started, I was very much doing helping people build their vision. So helping people, you know, get clear on what they wanted to do, their purpose, and start taking some action steps towards that. Abundance, manifestation, that kind of stuff.
So when did you start becoming abundant?
So I was abundant before it showed up in my account. And this is a big lesson I've learned in my life is I for so much of my life, I thought that I would be abundant. I would feel abundant. I would feel successful when I reached something in my external environment. And when I say I'd been an entrepreneur for 6 years, like, and I'd started my coaching business at the start of 2018, the 5 years before that were what I call my struggling entrepreneur years. But the ones where I really figured it all out, you know, like I went from really seeking a lot of external success, like a validation for success. Like I thought when I had an income goal or when I had a cool car or when I had this and that, that I would feel successful. And it was not the case. And that's actually how we got into so much debt, is just making the wrong decisions over and over and over again without thinking big picture.
Oh boy.
But then, yeah, through that journey, when I had like everything stripped away from me in my external environment, I realized that my money story and those kinds of things were things I needed to work on. And I started finding ways that I could feel abundant and feel taken care of and feel trust that it was all going to work out in my day-to-day life through small things like having gratitude for the fact that I had a roof over my head, even, you know, if it wasn't the roof that I may have envisioned at the age of like nearly 30 at that point. You know, and just small things like that. And then, yeah. And then I think through all of that work, through really like starting to dive in internally and working on myself, I got to a point where my intuition and my decision-making was so much more grounded. And that's like where the decision to become a coach came through. And the first 8 months before I started traveling, I, you know, was seeing a little bit of success, but more success than I'd had in anything up till that point, you know? So I was maybe making $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month. And then, get this, my first month into our overseas trip, our, you know, indefinite travel, I decided that I wanted to hire a coach, and she cost more a month than I'd made a month at that point.
Well, how did you do it?
How did I do it? I made the decision literally, like I was like, okay, she's the coach. I just knew it. And I launched a program. I literally sold like enough people joined that I made enough money to pay her for the first month and my expenses, like my Airbnb that month and food.
Wow.
And that's it, to the dollar pretty much. Like I paid for her and I had nothing. And I was like, great. Now we're in Germany and what next, you know? But I'm not saying that she was like the reason that I had success was because of her, but I think it was like internally, it was this decision of like, there's no turning back. Like I'm ready and I'm going to show up in a different way. And I'm going to show up in a, with a different mindset. I'm going to show up with a different energy. And it just shifted something in me. And I started, you know, the first few months I was still making enough to pay her and our travels and just enough. And then I kind of broke through after a few months, and it wasn't long after that my business hit six figures. So yeah, it's like crazy amazing to think about it.
We're speaking with Viola Hug. She is the author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe. And we're going to find out how she transformed from $100,000 in debt to multi-six-figure successful business when we come back on Self-Talk Radio Show. Ready to create your own podcast? Not sure where to begin? Start with WebHelp US. They built Self-Talk Radio Show's site and the site for I Love Old Time Radio Show, now boasting over 100,000 downloads. Why not have them build yours? WebHelpUS.com. Welcome back to Self-Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest is Viola Hug, author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe. What a great title. So you hired this coach even though you were dead broke, and mm-hmm. you sold courses, you pre-sold them so that you could afford to have this coach come and help you. That's one heck of a coach, huh?
Yeah.
So what did she teach you, or he or she, I'm assuming she mm-hmm. What did she teach you that was so pivotal for you?
Well, you know what? I think more than even what she taught me, because I honestly signed up with the idea because she was earning at the time $100,000 a month. You know, she's a multimillionaire now. And so for me, I was like, oh, she must have some secret that I don't know. And that's why I felt like it was, you know, going to be so powerful. But I think, and a lot of what I teach, you know, I work kind of in the spiritual realm. So although a lot of the stuff I teach is very practical, it's very much centered in this like energy work and understanding how when we shift our mindset, when we shift the way we show up in the world, things really change for us. And I think more than anything, it was that I made that decision. Like, I'm someone who invests high level in myself. I believe in myself so much, I'm willing to put my money on the line. And if I'm someone who invests that way, I need to show up that way. I need to believe that I am that person. And it was like an internal transformation. So she kind of held me to a higher standard of looking at things, you know, like challenged my initial reactions to things. And it was just like being able to work with her was being able to see through the lens of someone who is such a high earner, right? Be able to look at my situation and how would she respond? How would she react? How would she support me through a scenario? And it just, yeah, it helped me see myself, I guess, in a different way. That unlocked something within me. So
now
it's not necessarily, yeah.
How do you know if you've chosen the right coach? Because boy, I would hate to be spending a lot of money like that and then find out it's some scam or that I actually knew more than the coach.
Yeah. And I think that's like a big thing. Like, I don't think any investment in ourselves is something we should make based on like just a fact or a good CV, you know. Like, I didn't hire her because of her income. I hired her more because when I was in her energy, when I was consuming her free content, when, you know, those things, I just felt different. I felt a different sense of possibility in the world. And so it's not super, super practical, but it's like powerful advice. It's like, you really have to trust and feel like what it feels like to be in their energy. I just actually spoke about this recently on a different podcast and important things with hiring a coach, but it's like, one, seeing that they are in integrity, like, do they lead from what they teach, you know, like, are they actually living what they say? And then secondly, what do you feel like within that decision? And it doesn't have to be like a high income decision, right? It can be any decision, whether you're spending $100 or $1,000 or $5,000, like, what it feels like if you feel activated in that energy, if there's just like this intuition where it's just like, it makes no logical sense, but everything inside of me is saying yes. And then you show up, right? Then you make the decision that you're going to get out of it what you desire as well. Because one problem I see a lot of people make is they say, I'm going to like hire this coach, I'm going to do this program or this course, and it's going to fix me, and they better tell me everything that I need to know. And that's kind of coming into the decision with, like, not fully being in your power, but you being fully in your power and saying, I'm choosing this because something about it feels right, and I'm going to experience this. I'm going to show up fully. I'm going to listen to everything and absorb it and all the things, you know, like, that's a way more powerful energy to show up to things. And I believe, like, it's like one of those things, the way you start is often the way you finish.
Viola, how many clients do you serve monthly?
So it goes in and out, like, depending on, you know, what's going on and if I'm running programs or masterminds. But generally, I work with like 3 to 5 one-on-one clients at a time, and then whatever else I have going on.
Now, with COVID-19, has that affected and impacted your business along with the people you're coaching, of course?
For me, actually, it's been very, very abundant. Like, not only has it been COVID, but I've actually had a baby as well.
I know, little Milo. He's been so good. We haven't heard a peep out of him so far.
Yeah, I know. He's actually in the other room, so it helps.
oh, that's nice of your hubby to do that. That was nice. Now, when you were writing your book, You're an Abundant Babe, was there a chapter that really just stuck with you, or a chapter you're like, boy, if I were going to buy a book, this is what I'd want the book to tell me?
Every chapter is freaking amazing, may I just add. But a big part of that book is literally how I shifted from that energy of, like, you know, I don't want to use the word like being a victim in my life, but it was a little bit like everything felt like it was so hard in my life for a very long time. And how I really shifted internally to starting to feel like fulfilled and internally abundant before the external stuff happened, and then watching how that transformed my external environment. And one of the chapters in there, I talk about the concept of the abundance vortex, which is, you know, essentially the vortex of energy that you enter into as you start paying attention to where you have abundance in your life already, and it starts to magnetize more abundance. And the concept of the abundance vortex, I think, is really cool, and that chapter is very, very great.
We're speaking with Viola Hug. She's the author of the Amazon bestseller You Are an Abundant Babe. And when we come back, I want to ask if your friends have changed with the changes that went on inside of yourself. When we come back on Self Talk Radio Show. Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest, Viola Hugg. She's the author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe. Now, as you became abundant, did you see some of your friendships fall away?
I definitely noticed a shift in what I was excited by, you know? So my friendships definitely changed in that respect. It was like I was holding firmer boundaries for myself. So times where I'd been, you know, like I had friends that maybe didn't respect those boundaries, those shifted if that didn't work out. And then in other cases, I deepened my relationships as well. Like with my husband, I feel like our relationship just deepened so much through going through that experience and having that different viewpoint on life.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Now, your husband's been on this journey with you, because some couples, that happens where there's a partner that is going full bore and the other partner is left in the dust. Do you advise people on how to make that shift?
I think I made the decision very early on in my relationship that I will always choose him. You know, like he is such an important human being for me and in my life. And I do think there's a benefit because we're very much interested and excited by the same things. But I feel like I made the decision that I would be okay whether he was having the same level of interest in the things as I was or not. You know, as long as there's still like, we're still putting our relationship as a priority. So we still go on dates, you know, I mean, with COVID, the dates have been at home, but it's real funny. Like on my Instagram story, you'll see like where we've done at home date nights or at home parties with just the two of us. And we make those things a priority because I mean, I love him to pieces and I want this relationship to continue to be able to grow regardless. So, yeah,
I can hear the love in your voice.
Aww.
Yeah, I can hear it. So now you also have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start the podcast?
I started the podcast about 3 months into my coaching business. So about 2 years ago now, just over 2 years ago now. And it's called Abundant Babes, no surprise.
Who's your favorite guest you've had on so far?
Honestly, I've had so many amazing guests. I couldn't pinpoint it, but I'm probably going to like, one of them I've hired as my coach recently, just brand new this month. So she's very, very cool. And that coach that I mentioned that I hired ages ago at the start of my business, she's amazing. She's done 2 episodes on my podcast as well.
Wow. And what are the features that you really enjoy that, you know, the big takeaways, the gold nuggets from those?
The things that I really love, because again, like I'm so in the spiritual realm, like I love it when people can give like advice that can really like support you in like seeing the world in a different way or like a practice or, a perspective that helps you kind of like deepen your relationship with yourself, your purpose, your inner fulfillment, like permission to be yourself, but then also really have that like tangibility to it. So you know how it can also transform your life or your business.
What advice do you have for people who just keep trying and trying and trying and they miss it by that much?
I would say that one, if it's something that you're really, really aligned with, you got to keep going. Like I literally kept going for 5-6 years before I saw the success that I knew was available to me, you know? But it's also like not just keeping going blind, like reassess, like what's working, what's not, what can you do different? Like, how can you challenge yourself to look at things from a like higher perspective? And at the core, trust your freaking intuition. If something doesn't feel right, change it. If you feel like doing something and it doesn't make sense, do it. Like, just please trust your intuition.
And when do you get to the point where you should give up on something and move on? How do you know when it's time to just let something go?
I think it is when it feels like you're holding on to it out of fear that nothing else is going to come, but you're not even necessarily like fully lit up anymore by the thing. Like it just feels like if you gave it up, what else would you have? You know, like that's a sign that it's probably not even aligned for you. And there will be something else, you know, something else that you does feel really aligned, that does feel really, really good. And, that you can transform. And that happened to me, you know, for 5 years, I was really, really working hard at trying to build success with one avenue. And I was ignoring my intuition to try all these other things because I thought if I did those other things, it would pull me away from creating success with that one thing. But then when I finally decided to let that go and try something else, it was like a complete liberation and success was so easy for me.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. So it seems like you haven't had a lot of resistance. It's easier when you're doing what you're meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely still challenge and resistance. I mean, like I said, like I made this decision to go traveling. I hired this coach. Like I've did so many like scary things and I've had, you know, unexpected things and failed launches and all the things, but it's like, it felt so different because everything about what I was doing was lighting me up. And it just, you know, it was like, it's a different feeling when you're really, really excited by what you do, I think.
What was the biggest the biggest failed business that you had? Because sometimes our failures are the biggest, they're the biggest lessons.
Yeah, well, I mean, within this business, it's, I don't think that my biggest challenge was actually with like a failed launch per se, but it was like when I've had challenging times where like I had last year in 2019, I had this experience where someone saw the success that I was having and they were like kind of like an old friend who had done one of my programs, but I kind of knew her before I started my business and she wasn't in a very good space. And she literally tried to take advantage of me and like make up something and take me to court to get money out of me. And I was like this really scary thing. And I feared a lot that if I had success, people might want to take advantage of me. And so it was a good opportunity for me to move through that fear. And that was like so hard because I was in the middle of like, you know, creating a lot of amazing things with my business. My uncle passed away the same month. Like all of these things were just like bam, 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 bam. And of course, like it didn't eventuate into anything because I was in complete integrity with what I was doing. But it was like, that was so hard. And to, I really had to practice what I preach in terms of like, you know, staying grounded and doing the right thing and using, you know, good communication skills and all of those things to make it through that. But it really felt like it could be one of those things that you just like feel like you want to give up over because it was just much in 1 month.
Oh yeah. We've all been there, especially with COVID-19 going on. A lot of us are feeling overwhelmed and you don't even want to look at social media because it's so combative. Now, I think it's really great that you've really done a 180 in your whole life. And one of the things that keeps coming up is integrity. I keep hearing that word from you, is that you do things with integrity. And if you stand in that truth, it's your superpower is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I really feel like when you do the right thing, you know, like, and what feels right and what's the right thing, right? Like, so there's like the times when what you feel like doing intuitively is very different than what makes sense on paper. And as long as that is like, you're staying true to yourself and you're living to your values and you're making those decisions in your business, I believe you're building a very, very solid foundation for a business because it's built on honesty and trust and good things, you know, like nothing's going to come bite you in the butt when you've been building your business that way.
What kind of clients do you, what's your dream client walking through the door that you love to work with?
Oh, I love to work with clients who have massive like goals and ambition. Like they know they're here to do really massive things, but they're also equally intrigued by the magic of the universe and spirituality and know that they want to do it in a way that feels very soul-led and fulfilling. And so it's massive, massive dreams in a very like heart-centered spiritual way.
Viola, how do we work with you? How do we learn more about you?
So the best places to connect with me are on Instagram at Viola Hug. On my website, violahug.com, I do have information about my one-on-one coaching and a couple of other offers, although you'll always see the most relevant things on my Instagram or my other favorite place is my Facebook group, which is Abundant Babes, A Home for the Visionary.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we'll have links to all that stuff, too, on selftalkradioshow.com. Viola Hug has been my guest here, the author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was fun. I'm Sarah Spencer with Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.